We are going to quickly also read another verse before we sit. Sorry. Isaiah 2 from verse 5. And we're going to read to 22. And we're going to be this fast also. Amen. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with the eastern ways. They are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they are pleased with the children of foreigners. Their land is also full of silver and gold, and there's no end to their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, and there's no end to their chariots. The land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. People bow down, and each man humbles himself. Therefore, do not forgive them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust, from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled. The haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low, upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, upon all the high mountains, upon all the hills that are lifted up, upon every high tower, upon every fortified wall, upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the beautiful slopes. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, the haughtiness of man shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. But the idols he shall utterly abolish. They shall go into the holes of the rock and into the caves of the earth, from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake the earth mightily. In that day, a man will cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each for himself to worship, to the moles and the bats, to go into the clefts of the rock, into the crags of the rugged rocks, from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake the earth mightily. Sever yourself from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils. For of what account is he? Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Please, let's sit down and let's just enjoy ourselves. Sorry, it's Bible study, so we've just gone through those verses. The first Bible verse that we read, when Pastor is not around currently, he's going to join us before the end of service. And I want to say thank you to Pastor and Pastor Mrs. for this opportunity to be able to speak. It's an opportunity. I thank God. I thank the Holy Spirit. I thank Pastor. I thank Pastor Mrs. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you were here during the prayer meeting, during the prayer session this evening, we're talking about the fact that it's the first quarter. And we realized that around this time last year also, we had something that shifted us. We were moved from Crossfield. And somehow what tends to happen is, or what happened last year a bit was that for like a month, we were more or less trying to adjust. So our focus probably shifted a bit. And the reason why we read this is so that our focus will not shift. Isaiah 43 is very instructive. The Lord gave us that word ahead of time. We read it during the 12 days of fasting. If you did not read it, we've read it today. Please go back and understand what is in Isaiah 43. And it's very instructive because when we were having the 12 days of fasting, I was asking myself, and I think I was just speaking, just meditating, and I said, how come is it that we read Isaiah 43? And it's like as if the Lord contradicted himself from verse 1 to 21 with what happened in verse 22 to verse 28. So I'm going to continue from where Sister Debbie stopped last Thursday. So there were some questions that Debbie asked, and he said that, what is the set time for? And it was a question that over the whole week, I was asking myself every day, what's this set time for? Because the Bible said that we should shut the door. If you did not shut the door in January, don't worry, the UK government has shut the door for you. Because the way the Lord works, if we were too busy with work in January and February, and you could not shut the door, enjoy the grace of God, bask in the love of Christ, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and now, the job they've shut their door. So one way or the other, they've shut everything. But really, that's not where we're going to. One of the things that the Lord has been dealing with me on, one of the verses that Sister Debbie taught us last week was Matthew 25, when he talked about the 12 virgins. And I was asking, I was just reflecting, I was thinking, I was sharing with Onkwezi yesterday. And I said, I think that what the Lord was saying there is that it's a set time for his kingdom to be established. And don't think about the kingdom, the United Kingdom, because the United Kingdom is not a kingdom. We have a queen. She reigns, but she's not sovereign. She's sovereign, but she's not the ultimate ruler. When you look at a kingdom, think about the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. That is the one. There are just a few kingdoms that exist currently in the whole of the world. Because in Saudi is sovereign. There's no house of parliament. There's no governor. It is what the king says that is law. So the king can interpret the constitution in a way today and interpret it in a different way tomorrow. He is king. Right? So, just look at it from that context. And why do people fear traveling to the kingdom of Saudi Arabia a lot? Because they understand that when you go to that kingdom, you cannot misbehave. I remembered when I went to Saudi in January. By the time we were approaching the airspace, of Dubai, United Emirates, when they started announcing in the plate that everybody that had alcohol, that they should put it aside. We have not landed. We were approaching the airspace, and we had that announcement, if not four times, by the time we were landing again. Because by the time we were approaching the airspace, because of the laws of that land, and it doesn't really matter whether you're from the west or you're from the east or you're from Africa or whatever, that is the law of the land. And guess what? Because it's a sovereign kingdom, more or less, everybody obeys it. Whether you're from that kingdom or you're not of that kingdom. Amen. I'm going to tie so many things together because we've got just a little time. And I want us to understand some things. Some words have gone ahead since the 12 days. But the word went ahead to a specific set of people. And it's just today that I'm understanding Isaiah 43 even better. Because at the beginning, God spoke to Jacob and to Israel and said, I have redeemed you. And then he continued to 21. He would do so many things. And then he got to 22 again. And then he called upon that same Jacob and that Israel. And he was talking about the fact that they've rid him with sins. And I realized that when the word goes out to a people, there are two types of words that go out. Because the generic people, Jacob, that are called by his name, and then within Israel, there are some people that are of the Lord's, and then there are some people that have got their own kingdoms. One of the easiest ways by which we fail the Lord the most is by doing everything that is contrary to the kingdom of God. I talked about the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, where they've got laws and you have to obey it if you're going to be in that kingdom, even if you're visiting that kingdom. But what happens is the people of the Lord want to be a part of the kingdom of the Lord, but at the same time want to, if you remember the Isaiah 2 from verse 5, it said the influences from the east. So we've incorporated the influences from the east alongside with the influences of the world. Now the promise that when you go through river, it will not overflow you. And when you go through the waters, it will not swallow you up, or the fire, it will not scorch you, is for the people of God. He talked about the people that were named by him. During the week, it's going to look a little bit clumsy because I'm moving very fast and I'm just going to be summarizing like tons of stuff in just a few minutes so that we can just go home quickly. But it's just like an instruction, because if you remember on the third day when we had the service, one of the things that came out was that instructions will go on in this season. And we need to just understand what God is saying. For the past few years, at least since I've joined the church, I've been hearing Pastor cajoling and begging us to walk according to the will of the Lord. Oh, forgiveness. She's been talking about a new heart. In this season, where the Lord is moving, if you like, don't forgive. If you like, hold hot in your heart. If you like, and I'm very serious, because what God is saying there is to his people, it's two messages to the same people. So one message about him creating a new season for some people. So what is going to happen is the same message has gone out. Isaiah 43 from verse 1 to the end was the verse for this season. But a dimension will work for some people who stay in the principle of God. And a dimension would not work for some people. Now, why did I go on to a kingdom? I can't remember who I was speaking to. And I said that I came to the understanding of the fact that, you know, that when Eve ate the fruit in the Garden of Eden, what Eve was doing, because you have to interpret everything you do currently in this season according to the word of God. So if you understand that when Saul offered a sacrifice, he didn't just offer a sacrifice, he dishonored the Lord. So he got a reward for it. So if, don't worry, I'll get to that one. But let me just get to Eve. Then I'll get to what I was trying to say. Eve thought that she could operate in her own kingdom, which is the lie of the devil, right? So she thought that instead of staying within the kingdom of God, where there are instructions that are meant to be obeyed, she can create her own kingdom where she can eat of the apple of the tree, right? Now, what was happening there was that Eve was just trying to create her own kingdom, or just one simple mistake to create her own kingdom. But what we do when we create a kingdom like that is that we hand over dominion. We step out of the kingdom of God, and then we hand dominion over to the devil. So, let me give you an example. I heard this and it's a bit funny. They say, honor thy father and thy mother so that your days will be long. You don't honor the father and the mother. A simple principle. You eat celery. You are watching your weight. You are jogging up and down at Sefton Park. Trust me, it is you creating your own kingdom and handing over dominion to the devil. And these are the influences of the East, which Isaiah 5 was talking about. The same message has gone out. Simple instruction. Let us shut the door. Simple. And what is happening is, for you to have a great faith to be able to survive in this kind of situation where we are now, you would have had small faith in little things. You'll have been, how do we say it? You've been faithful in little things. For you to be able to anchor on to this word that God has spoken today, you would have obeyed little principles, simple principles. But what I realized, and what this Isaiah 43 just came up to my mind, because this is the word that the Lord has given unto us. We read up to verse 21, and everybody is fine. That is good, if you are in the kingdom of God. So the question is, are you redeemed of the Lord? Are you called by his name? Are you walking according to his principles? Or are the instructions of the Lord too difficult for you? You know, have we placed our... Everything will fail. Like what we said, jobs will fail. If you had a job before, and that was what made you not be able to shut the door, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and the jobs will fail. Even in this season, they are shutting things down gradually. And I'm not trying to focus on what is going on around. I'm trying to say that this is the set time for the kingdom of God to be established. For those who stand by the Lord to be able to stand and be counted. For those who know their God to do exploits. It's the time. It's not just oh, this is the word for Love Assembly, so I claim it. It's not those times when they just claim word randomly. This is the time when you would know the word. What happened to the 12 virgins that Sister Debbie was teaching us? Everybody was waiting for the coming of the Lord. So, they said they fitted the first thing. Everybody was a virgin. I mean, everyone was a virgin. Reverend Song taught us that one. So, ticked the first criteria. Second criteria, everybody had a lamp, right? But one criteria was quite key. Some people had oil. That means they had the expectation that God may come during the day or he may come in the night. While some people did not have oil. Now, the analogy with the people that did not have oil is that they thought that God, most likely, if he's coming for a marriage, he should come during the day now. So that means we've contained God. So God is saying that there's a new season, right? So you're saying, if there's going to be a new season, it should be like maybe a brand new job and suddenly things are happening. But those that are wise, they understand that God works in whatever way that it would work. What is there is just for obedience. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So, those ones prepared for the night. They didn't just stay during the day. And I want to, the implication from what Debbie was teaching us last week is, are we being wise, waiting for the kingdom of God to be established? And I'm not saying that maybe God wants to, if you read that Isaiah 5, he's talking about the fact that the house of the Lord will be established on the mountaintop and that people would flow to it. But how would the house of the Lord be established when the people are not established? So the first key warning today is, can we check ourselves? Are we in the kingdom? It is important for anybody that thinks he stands, because the kingdom is not by who comes to service. The kingdom is not by who cleans the hall. The kingdom is not, because I believe that they assumed that the kingdom was who carried the light. I would tell you that that is similar to just having your lamp. So you had your lamp, but there was no oil. There was no spirit. There was no Holy Spirit guiding you. The word was not activated. You just carry your lamp, and you just made an assumption that, yes, I'm settled. That's not what is going on in this season. Review what is going on. Now, when we're going to go back to be able to look at what is happening in this season, the last word that the Lord gave to us to be able to run for this season is in Isaiah 43, and he told us that in March is our set time. So you go on to that last instruction, you go back to your book, you review, because God is a just God. God remains the same. It's not like as if God forgot that maybe coronavirus will happen in March, so then suddenly happened. He's now looking for a new word to now send to us. Amos 3:7, is it 6 or 7, has told us that he doesn't do anything without revealing it unto us. He had revealed it unto us ahead of time. He has told us not to fear ahead of time. But he only told his people. That is very key. We need to understand that he told only his people. Isaiah 2 said, "Is like calamity will happen and serious issues would happen. That is for people who are not his people." Remember in Egypt when the Lord moved, those that were in Goshen had the peace of the Lord, right? And those that were outside of Goshen did not have the peace of the Lord. Now, even if you are an Israelite, so that means your postcode is Goshen, normally, and you went on holiday in the rest of Egypt, guess what? It may sound a little bit not complex. We have been called into a place of faith. If your speech and your actions are contrary to what you've been called of, it is sin. If when they said, obey this little instruction, just very tiny instruction, you just said, what is itself? Is it not? And you did your own kingdom. That is you setting up your own kingdom apart from the kingdom of God. And that is you giving dominion unto the enemy. So, this is very controversial. I'm trying to just pick something like, husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Simple instruction. If you don't love, it's just you creating your own kingdom, saying that, and the way the Bible said it, the Bible didn't say it this way. You know, we do that a lot as Christians. They say, wives, submit to your husband. No, no, no. The way the Bible explained it, the Bible was just trying to say, the Bible did not indeed say it that way. Mm-hmm. Create your own kingdom. What you're doing is, you are giving authority to the devil. Pray without ceasing. It's very difficult to pray. Pray at 12 o'clock. It is 7 minutes. I'm so busy. That work that you're busy with, create your own kingdom. Because what we've done in just disobeying God gradually, just simple instructions to disobey God, simple instructions, you wouldn't know by the time when you stepped away from faith. You wouldn't know by the time you've created your own web of kingdoms. And then suddenly you just see that the influences from the East is taking over from everything that we've been doing. So, step one, please, if you are not in the kingdom, now is the time to come into the kingdom. Now is the time to ask God for forgiveness. And coming into the kingdom is not just, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. And then you say, have that stony heart. And all the instructions that the Lord has given in the time past, the one is still in disobedience of it. Please, that is not how it works. Go back to the instructions that the Lord has given in his word. Please obey. Honor thy father and thy mother. Please obey. Any simple instruction that the Lord has given, please obey. Stay in the kingdom. Step one. For the people that are in the kingdom, if we look into Matthew 14, where Christ came and was walking on the waters, and he met the disciples by the boat. Matthew 14. Like I said, I'm just going to move around quickly so that we can finish as early as possible, but also remind us what the word of the Lord has said. From verse 22, immediately Jesus made his disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. But when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain to pray to himself. Now, the evening came, he was alone, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying it's a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Now, one thing is quite, has been coming on and on in everything we've read. Both in Isaiah 43, he said, do not be afraid. Do away with fear. And then Peter answered and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Now, I'm just going to quickly paraphrase some of the aspects in that place. Christ was walking on the water, and then the wind was contrary. And then Peter said, if it is you, bid me to come. And then Peter came, right? So I'm going to put it in our own scenario, because we need to see everything that is happening to us, everything that is going on with us, in the light of the word of God. So what I've been learning over the last few weeks, I've been sharing with Uncle Ewai, is that the things that happen, I see it in the light of the word of God. So we've been praying for a while that even if the city is brought low in humiliation, you can see in Isaiah where the Lord said what he's going to do to those who have lofty hearts, who have raised their hearts above the knowledge of Christ, how he's going to humble them. So when I see whatever is happening currently, I know that the Lord is humbling even the wise, because we've built billions of dollars of kit, we can go to the moon and come back for free. And then we have a small virus, a common flu that's just got a bit of variation. And everybody is running helter-skelter. Now, think about how huge it is. It's so serious that you've got all that power, that amount of knowledge, and then a flu can keep you in your house. And then a flu can drop the value of your investments by more than half. So if you've depended on that investment, God is using something that is so simple to confound the wise. God is bringing, like, just see everything that is happening in the knowledge of the word of God, right? So I'm going to do the same also for the scenario of Peter. I don't want to delve into it because that's a lot of, because there's so much of it in the news. I'll leave it to the news to do a lot of talking about it. Here we're talking about faith, and we're passing on instructions so that we can walk in the light of what God is doing. Amen. So, Christ, we called Christ in the last 12 days, and God said, it's a new season unto us as a church. He said he's going to make ways in the desert places, rivers in the dry lands. He's going to do new things. When we go through water, he's not going to overflow us. He's given all those promises, and we are his people. So he said, come into a new season. And guess what? For the 12 days, we stepped out boldly in the knowledge of what God is doing. So this is us interpreting our scenario in the word of God. And then, storm comes around on the sea. So whatever is happening now comes around. And then we now see it. And then we forget that Isaiah 43, that commanded us into a new season and said we should come, said that we should not fear. Because he said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come. Right? So God commanded us, and then we've stepped out into a new season. Now, if anyone has not stepped out in their own new season, sorry, you need faith to step out of the boat where you are. Because God has called us as a house into a new season. Now, so many things are happening all around. If you fix your gaze on what is going on around, and you shift your gaze from the word of the Lord, from Christ himself, guess what? The word of the Lord will still be there. It's still valid, it's still potent, but the person will sink. Now, let me explain how that means. Because Christ was still on the water now when Peter was still sinking. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, come. He didn't say, Peter, run back. And he didn't give any other instruction. He just said, come. Right? He did not change the instruction. He did not move the instruction. And the question is, why would Peter sink? So, why would we be called into a new season? We received it with joy, with faith. We jumped up on the 12 days. And then we come into that new season. And then the same people will perish. Now, you know, the first thing we did was to deal with the people that are not a part of the people. The people that were not even in the boat. We've talked about that. If you're not in the boat, this one does not apply. We're talking about people that are in the boat, who has been called into a new season, who have received it in faith, who have prayed, who have been blessed by God. And as soon as you change your gaze, and how do we change our gaze? Faith comes by hearing. So does fear. If you turn on the TV, it's the news. If you hold your phone, it's the news. If there's any instant info that's coming on your stuff, it's the news. If you're in a WhatsApp group, it's that news. If you're in a Facebook group, it's that news. If you're on LinkedIn, is the news. So if your gaze would shift from the word of God, because the reason why we read Isaiah 43 is that for some of us, we've even forgotten that it was Isaiah 43 that propelled us into this season, so that we can remind ourselves that this is the word of God and we will not sink. Remember, our voice, our words are potent. Whatever you say is potent. Isaiah 43, 1 to 21. And there's also Isaiah 22. Are you a part of the kingdom. Amen. Let's just stand up and just pray. I don't know which part works for you. We've been praying about us staying in faith. We've been praying about the peace of the Lord upon our hearts. We've been praying about so many things. But the first thing that we need to do is to check whether we are actually standing. Is to check whether we are still in faith. Is to check whether we are still a part of that kingdom that the Lord has commanded. And if we are not, Peter cried out, "Save me, O Lord." Let us ask. The Savior is still here. Let us ask. Let us come into the presence of the Lord. Let us be a part of that kingdom. Let the world not say that this guy saved the Lord, but he perished along the way. Let our story not be like those who knew the Lord, but midway they gave up on the Lord. Have you failed on any of those instructions he's been giving you for a while? There's still time. Because it's a set time for the kingdom of the Lord to be established first in our hearts. And when the kingdom of the Lord has been established in us, then we can now shine that kingdom into the communities. But if we are not standing, how can we show that kingdom to the people? If we are not a part of that kingdom truly, how can we bring that kingdom to bear in this land, even in this season where there's chaos? Let's ask for forgiveness. Let's ask for mercy from God. Let's ask for the will of the Lord to be done concerning us. In the areas where we've created our own little kingdoms and given the dominion to the devil, let's ask for forgiveness. Every one of us, we know the areas where we are struggling. Let's come to the throne of grace and receive grace afresh. Let's receive grace to be able to trust God even in this season. Let's receive the love of God afresh in the name of Jesus. Oh, the amount of things that happen. Oh, maybe I may be vulnerable. Oh, maybe something is going on. Let us ask that faith will be better than new in our hearts. That irrespective of what is going on, that no matter what is going on, that the faith of the Lord will be bettered in our hearts. In the name of Jesus.